George School welcomes you to Episode 7. Fun Times in Daytona, Part 1.
Parental discretion is advised.
Well, now that everyone's here, and I'm sure everybody knows everyone, so when can we be ready to leave?
We can be out in the AM after this meeting tonight. You two, are you ready to go?
Yeah, ready to roll, whenever. The SUV wasn't as banged up as I thought, and I got all the blood off. Oh yeah, and Mike tore apart his work truck and created some push bars for the front of your truck and my truck. And we added some sheet metal to the tailgates. You never know.
Yeah, all I can do before redoing suspension systems. And ain't nobody got time for that, man!
Ray, how about you all? When can you be ready to pull out?
We're ready right now. The RV's gassed up, and I have a spare tank. So, by the way, will any of you be riding with us? I'd just like to know for weight distribution. It is an RV.
Oh, Ray, stop being silly. The weight will be fine. We all will be fine. Sorry, Ray can be a little detail-oriented at times.
That's not necessarily a bad thing, and could come in handy. So, Ray, what else?
No! Sorry, nervous reaction to that question.
What?
Oh, don't mind her. She's just being funny. Well, Mike, I'm a network analyst for Connus Systems. And boy, let me tell you how stressful that job can be. Phew-wee!
Okay, Ray, that's enough. So what else should we be bringing with us?
Anything that's in the fridge that won't spoil in 3 days. Any and all canned goods you have, blankets, toiletries, anything like that.
And cash, too, since we're gonna need it. Hey, Ray, did anyone ever tell you you sound like Charlie Carmichael?
Hey, Ray, let me ask you a question. Look me in the eyes on this one. Have you ever shot a gun before? We kind of need to know, man. Look, not trying to get all up in your business, but have you?
Yes, all the time, Leslie. And Mike, no, I don't even own one. But I would like to have one to hold on to as a last-ditch effort before I die kind of thing.
Yeah, that kind of attitude doesn't sit well with me. You don't need one. But hey, don't worry. The girls will be in the RV with you. And they have the guns. And from what happened at Walmart yesterday, they're not afraid to use them.
Plus, they have more practice than us. Just calm down on the gun thing, Ray.
Here's another question. Does anybody know how long we will be gone before they allow us back?
Hey, Mike. You want to answer that question?
Daryl?
Frank?
God damn it. Lorraine, that might not be happening. This bomb melts cities. Biggest thing to a nuke. I'm not trying to scare you all, but you need to have this in your minds. Right now, this may be the last time you see your houses.
Well, it's a good thing we brought everything.
Oh, come on. That's not how this is supposed to work. I can't just start over somewhere else. Oh my God, what am I gonna do, Lorraine?
Hey, y'all. Shit, we'll all be fine. Just try not to think about it. About a horrible fire to death.
I must say, you got away with words, kid.
Hey, I call it like I see it.
Okay, on that note, hey, Ray, you wanna pull your RV down here and we'll start loading it up tonight and leave out 11? How's that sound?
Now that sounds great! And I can start distributing the weight.
Here you go again.
Come on. You'll be happier when we take a fast corner and we don't tip over.
Okay, okay, okay.
Cool. Hey, Ray, if you don't mind us looking it over, maybe we could beef it up.
Hey, now that sounds like fun. It's got so much cool stuff in it.
Remember, you asked for it.
We're big boys. Come on, Ray. Don't you have hair on your chest?
Broderick. Broderick?
Shh. I'm over here. We need you to keep quiet or the guards will come if you get too loud.
Guards? What? Oh, I remember now.
Well, here's another great situation you've gotten us into, Terry.
Me? No. This is not my fault. Who knew we would get captured like this, and where are we? Oh, my God. They have been kidnapping people.
Yeah, here's the kicker. There were more people in here. The guards have been taking people somewhere. And one of two things are happening. They are either being set free or being killed. Either way, they haven't come back.
Hey, could you two keep it down over there?
In other words, we are in some real shit here. What is it you say again about Opportunity? Well, we better hope she shows up.
She will. She will.
Yeah, but I'm not going out. Not without a fight.
If I had a quarter for every time I heard that since I've been in here. Just saying, you ain't the first to say that.
Yeah, well, look who's being loud now.
Asshole.
Bitch.
Hey, hey, hey! Enough of that. Shut the fuck up.
It's not like being loud is going to change anything. We are all going to die here.
Yes, it does make a difference. Because the guards will come in and just pick some random person and beat them to death in front of us. I've seen it once. Don't need to see it again.
Okay, Terry. Enough.
I had just one plan. Get Ron's boat. Pick up Cliff, then return home, and finally hit the highway.
Good morning. I see I'm the last one up this morning, so please, say we are ready to go.
Are you okay? You had quite the night last night. You did drink a lot. I mean, a lot. You puked out back after knife throwing. But yeah, we've been ready to go since last night. Just waiting on the three from up the street, and we can be on our way.
Well, I'll be damned. It's Cliff.
Cliff?
Help! Dude, where the hell have you been? And why haven't you called sooner? We're about to hit the road.
Sorry, my phone just started working, but fuck that, D. I've been stuck on this roof for 2 days here now.
Say no more, brother. We're coming to get you. We'll be there in a few hours.
Shit, D. What's going on?
Yeah, ditto.
Okay, it's like this. Cliff, he's been stuck on his roof for the past 2 days. And he needs us to go and pick him up.
God damn it. Jeez.
And just how do you plan on doing that?
Oh, I have the extra set of keys to Ron's boat. And since he's not here, I think it's safe to say he won't mind us using it. So, we'll go and get Cliff and come back.
Motherfucking no, D. We can't. We need to be on the highway, like, now. Ray and Lorraine will be here shortly, so we can start loading their RV. I'm sorry, but Cliff is on his own right now. We are fucking leaving.
Wow.
Hell no.
D, no.
Mm-mm. No. I got this. Hey, I'm coming in.
D, before you say one word, I said no to this.
The hell you say? You asked us to risk our lives for Robbie, who is someone you just work with. That's not Cliff. He's been our friend from the beginning. We went out with you to help save Robbie, and unfortunately, he died badly. Hell, we all could have died badly. We had no idea of what we were getting into, but we did it because you asked. This is Cliff. He's never asked us for anything. And yes, we may not agree with his life choices. It makes none of us happy. But it's Cliff.
Hey, you two lovebirds. Come on, let's get this done.
Suit up.
Good morning, everybody. Please come in and have a seat. Unfortunately, the boys had to go rescue a friend who's on a roof in Daytona.
And how are they going to do that?
My husband has a spare key to our friend Ron's boat, who is also MIA.
That's cool. I mean the boat, not your missing friend.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, he said he was on his way and never showed up. And I haven't heard a peep.
Either he said fuck it and took off.
Which he would never do. Frank and Dee and him have been friends for so long. Yeah, nah.
So, more than likely. Well, let's just say, he's not coming.
Okay, yeah. What do you say to something like that? I'm sorry.
It's okay, Ray. They should be back with Cliff in a couple hours.
Well, do you mind if we watch the news while we wait?
That's a good idea. It's about time for that Mr. Car.
Welcome back, America. Charlie Carmichael with you once again as we go into day three. After the event, and due to the zone in the middle of America, information from the West Coast has been next to non-existent. We believe that Hawaii is surrounded by a zone, for there has been nothing from them in the past 3 days. Good Lord. On to California, Washington, and Alaska. Only small zones have been reported in those states. Refugees from the large zone in Middle America have been flooding out to the east and west of that zone. The event has turned out to be worse than anticipated. We've lost a great percentage of law enforcement and EMS and some FEMA centers. So we'll start down in Miami, Florida, where this zone covers the lower part of the state, including the Florida Keys. So we go to Ama Hanger, who's stationed outside the northern end of the zone in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Ama?
Thank you, Charlie. Ama Hanger here, and I'm at the base of what is being called Florida Zone 3. And Charlie, the menacing aspect of this zone is that it is full of smoke, or fog if you will, but it is so thick you can't see into it but the topper, Charlie. No one has come out, no one comes to the edge of the zone. Multiple units of the National Guard, police, and EMS have gone into the zone, but none have returned. So in light of with what's happening in Orlando and Jacksonville, the president is taking no chances, Charlie. We even tried to put a camera on a radio-controlled car. Well, we lost both with no images from the other side. Right here I have William Will, who just happened to be outside with some friends during the event in their neighborhood. When this zone appeared, fortunately, he was standing on the right distance when the barrier appeared, but his friends were on the other side. William, can you tell us your story of what happened?
Well, my friends and I were having some beers. We thought it was going to be the end of the world, so it was kind of a party. Then the hour of midnight came, and the ground started to shake. We started to cheer and make a toast with our beers.
And what were you toasting to, William?
The end of the world. What else?
Then what happened?
Then came that awful noise in the air. It sounded like an evil choir. It was so loud I dropped my beer. Then I noticed my friend's ear started to bleed. I remembered pointing to it, but he didn't or couldn't understand me. Then there was some type of blast, and I ended up flying away from them, and I was knocked out for a while. When I came to, all I could see was the smoke in the zone. Houses were destroyed and people just vanished. I ended up at a church that was a shelter until the gangs came and robbed everyone and set fire to the church. So now I'm here waiting on the bus out to the north to start over someplace else.
William, why or what kept you from going in after your friends and family? And tell us more about what happened at the church.
Well, don't know more what I can say other than some assholes came into a church of God and took what little people had left. Oh yeah, they also shot the elderly. Are you happy now? And as to me going in after them, yeah, we weren't that close, so you couldn't pay me enough to go in there.
That was William Will's account of the last few days. I can't fathom what he went through, Charlie. When I heard his story, it was genuine, and I knew I needed to share it with America in hopes that he can still come together. Here in a few hours, this place will be a ghost town as everyone starts evacuating. Charlie, we have buses and military transport vehicles, and people are already climbing abroad in hopes to find a place that is safe. This is Ama Hanger, reporting Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Back to you, Charlie.
Thank you, Ama. Wow, what a story. But I'm quite sure we're all going to have similar stories. The social media giants will remain down as of now, as all scientific minds are working together to find a solution to fix this broken world. On to Orlando, Florida, where the population was decimated after the event by creatures that look like manatees. These creatures are translucent purple in color and float through the air. So now we go to Michelle Blouchure for a live report. Michelle?
Thank you, Charlie, and hello, America. Michelle Blouchure here, and we're positioned on the west side of the St. John's River in front of the Orlando zone. Charlie, law officials along with the military have cut access to the city. No one can go in, and any survivors have to make it out on their own. Why, you ask? Well, Charlie, just a brush with these manatee creatures will strip the flesh from your body, leaving only bones behind. An instant death to those who come in contact with them. Charlie, the scene here has been hectic, to say the least. Behind me, you can see the line of abandoned cars leading across the bridge into the city. From eyewitness accounts, I'm told there was a big accident at the base of the bridge. The road is cracking in half, and everyone has left their cars and ran. Reports from some of the last to make it out of the city say it looks like one gigantic boneyard, and that the creatures were not hostile towards them. They seem to just float around, but if you happen to be where they are, well, you know the outcome.
That sounds insane. So they just float around like they're swimming in a lake or something?
Yes, Charlie. And the fact that they can pass through anything is what makes moving through town so dangerous. However, they can't penetrate the ground, meaning they can't come up from underneath you.
Have the authorities figured out a way to kill them?
Yes, they have, Charlie. Fire seems to be the only way to bring them down. In a few days, things will be very different after they drop the bomb on the city. Okay, behind me I can hear the transport trucks driving to get the survivors and relocate them to somewhere in Georgia.
How many survivors are there, Michelle?
Charlie, as of right now, a few thousand. That's the horror of it all. A city of a few hundred thousand down to only a handful of survivors making it out is crazy. Just crazy.
Thank you, Michelle Blouchure. That's awful, awful, awful. Now, on to other news. The recovery efforts for those who died in all the downed planes are slow-moving at best, and as of this time, only 5% have been recovered. Oh, what's that? What? Are you kidding me? Is this information verified? Straight from the White House now. Oh, wow. This just in, America. Dr. Samuels has murdered almost all the world leaders. Looks like the slaying of President Montgomery was just the beginning, as if there wasn't enough chaos in the world. These days ahead are looking very bleak for everyone. Now we go to Daytona Beach with Bridget Smiley for an update on rescue operations for the people still stuck on the roofs of their houses in the zone. Bridget?
Thanks, Charlie. Charlie, the situation here has turned for the worse, in that during the rescue mission by the Coast Guard, winged creatures from the castle have been snatching both Coast Guard members and civilians being rescued and taking them to the castle. The Navy is on the way to lay siege, go in, and rescue anyone still alive in there, and bring them home, hopefully. Charlie, this has taken the Coast Guard by surprise. So far, at least 20 Coast Guard members have been taken, and we don't have any numbers as to how many civilians. We do know there are still people trapped on roofs, and some people with boats have tried to also rescue those that are trapped. But to their dismay, they too have been taken by the winged creatures. So now we wait for the Navy to arrive here in a few hours, and hopefully they can turn the tide back in our favor. Now we turn our attention back to the mainland, where people are packing up their homes, and there's a long line of traffic leaving the city. Daytona is fast turning into a ghost town, Charlie. Absolutely nuts. Back to you.
And that was Bridget Smiley from Daytona Beach with some unbelievable news. Well, the Navy's on the way to help those poor folks trapped in the castle. Our hearts and prayers go out to them. Finally, we travel to Jacksonville, where Anna Vapperman is with General Stapleton, who's overseeing the mass exodus out of Florida. Anna?
Why, thank you, Charlie. Hello, America. Anna Vapperman here, reporting from the outskirts of Jacksonville, Florida, at a makeshift Army base commanded by General Mark Stapleton, a 5-year Army general. So, General, what are your plans to get people out of Florida?
Well, Ms. Vapperman, our best scenario is just keep the lines moving to the north the best we can. We have contingencies in place for breakdowns and accidents. If any occur, we have gas tankers at the ready.
General, just how many men do you have deployed throughout the state?
As of right now, 5,000 troops have been deployed along Interstate 95 and 75. There'll be an additional 5,000 men and women arriving as the day moves on. They already have their orders where they need to be. We've been working on this plan since sunup. After the event, we are just creating a simple funnel of the major highways. Just one second, Ms. Rapman. Sergeant, get someone to shut that damn siren off! Sorry, Mr. Rapman. You were saying?
Yes, but what about the people using the back roads to get across the state line, General?
God help them. My men have direct orders not to go into the cities for anything they are needed here on the interstate. Here's a warning to anyone who's even thinking about taking a back road. There's a high probability you'll run into a small hostile zone, and there are a bunch. So your safest bet is use the interstate.
Speaking of the interstate, what are your Corps of Engineers doing up the road a ways?
We're shifting the road a bit, because the boundaries of the zone is way too close to the highway. And my troops will need room to operate if need be.
So, General, is it true that after all this is done, you are leading the hunt for Dr. Samuels?
How did that get out so quick? Yes, this is true. Once all this is over, the team I put together and I will track down that son of a bitch and bring him to justice. Samuels, if you're out there, I will find you sooner than you think. Then you will face the Wolverine and there's no escape.
Sir, the Navy is departing for Daytona and the Admiral needs you on the talkie.
Oh, bullshit. Okay, I'm coming. Ms. Vapperman, I'm very sorry, but I need to take this call, so if you please excuse me.
That's quite all right, General, and thank you for your time. Well, there you have it, Charlie. The Army is here and ready with soon-to-be 10,000 troops to help with the evac.
10,000 is a lot of troops. Amazing. So where will you be heading off to now, Anna?
We plan to stay and report here up into the bomb drop. Then we will head to Georgia to investigate a small town up by Helen, Georgia, where reports of strange behaviors from the townspeople.
Wow. Well, just more and more craziness. Where will it stop? But you stay safe out there, Anna. That was Anna Vapperman reporting from Jacksonville, Florida, with General Stapleton as they prepare for the sea of people leaving their homes, their lives, to an uncertain future. This is Charlie Carmichael for Channel 3 News, the hub of all news, saying see you in a bit.
Mom, still haven't heard from Rick yet?
No, Sam. Why? Have you?
Well, maybe. Kinda, in a way.
Come on, spit it out.
Hey, come on. We don't have all day.
Well, it's like this. People are being abducted by winged creatures in Daytona, where Terry and Broderick, I think, are not sure. Maybe they were taken.
Sam, Banana, Bass, Richards, don't even think like that.
And where did you hear that crazy story, for God's sake?
The news?
Hey, D. We should go around the roof a few times and just wave at him before we pick him up.
Ha ha ha. Yeah, no. Let's pick him up and get back, okay?
Man, you party pooper.
Jesus, about time you guys got here. I got four more shades of red while I've been on this roof.
Well, we're here. Are you good? And, where's your stuff, dude?
Still underwater. I didn't want to be down there just in case the Coast Guard came to pick me up.
Well, we did. So no stuff? Okay, get on board so we can get out of here. Natives are getting restless. Motherfucker, D! We got people in the water!
This side too? We can't hold all of you. Turn back!
Okay, is Cliff aboard? Okay, here we go.
Cool. Another hour and a half, and we'll be on the road. Be out of Florida in plenty of time.
Hey, I've been on the roof for 2 days. What's going on? And isn't this Ron's boat? Where's Ron?
The government will be bombing Florida tomorrow because of the zones.
Zones?
Long story.
We are actually in one, right now.
So you know about the flying creatures right here?
What flying creatures?
Those.
Oh, what the Mother Teresa, Jesus Christ! Again?
Yeah, and we didn't bring any firepower with us.
Fuck!
Thanks for the fucking rescue.
Huh.
Okay, they're gone. They just disappeared.
D, the fish finder.
What the? Guys, something's headed for the boat at high speed. Oh, shit! It's going around us from underneath the boat! Hold on!
Oh, wow! Moby Dick just went right through the boat!
Shit! It's cracking in half! Everybody jump!
I owe silver!
Time to get wet, boys.
What the fuck, D? We're in the ocean. Phew. Great rescue.
Phew. Just fucking start swimming.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit! One of those things just got clipped!
Mike? Frank? Mike! Frank! Fuck. Come on! Where you at? I know you're out there. Come and get me! Come on! Let's go!
Well, well, well. Look what the cat dragged in.
God damn it!
George School, we'd like to thank all who helped create this episode. We'd like to thank the creators from SoundLeak.com and the band Crash Rocket for loaning us their music. Thank you all.
Thank you, Charlie. I lost my spot.
Well, don't know more what I...
Yeah, all the time, Leslie. And Mike, no. I don't even own one, but I'd like to have one to hold on to as a last dish effort to... Nope.
Like now. Ray and Lorraine will be here shortly so we can start loading their RV. I'm sorry. Cliff is not... Oh, shit.
Help! Shit. Dude, you said hold the help. How long of a help do you want?
Thank you, Charlie. Emma Hanger here. Hold on, I'm sorry. No, is it Emma or Emma?
Man, give me a minute. I just soiled my pants. It's like mashed potatoes and gravy down here.